2 minutes past 5 o'clock. Should there be a minimum age limit for JAMB? Some senators are saying yes. Specifically, we heard from Senator Akong Eyakenyi, and he's the vice chairman of the Senate Committee on Basic Education. They have oversight power over JAMB. And he's saying that they want the age limit set to 16 because younger teens may lack the maturity and cognitive ability to handle university education. But some members of the committee instead want the minimum age set to 18. They say that they don't think any minor should be allowed to start university because they should be at home with their parents and their minds are not yet ready for life at a higher education. Here's our big hard fact. Patience.
Yes, Mom.
My 18-year-old is in her final year of university. My 18-year-old is in her final year of university. She's my intern and she's 18 years old and she's in her final year of university. Patience, what are you studying?
Well, I'm studying languages and literary studies.
At what age did you write JAMB and get admission?
At 15 years.
15 years old?
Yes, Mom.
Fantastic. How has life in university been for you?
It has been fun, but you know, there are some difficult times that you just have to blend in, learn how to observe and do a lot of stuff. So entering into university was like, it was a whole lot for me. Mm. And my first year was great, but I had to learn a lot my first year. So at that age, and I was someone that didn't have any exposure and I wasn't experienced at that age, but getting into the university, I had to learn a lot and stuff like that. But that's been fun. It has been, I would like to say, it's a learning ground where I learned a lot from people, meet people, learned stuff, and a lot more.
I see. Have there been, I mean, you mentioned that some things have been difficult. So what are the things that have been more difficult for you because you are younger than most of, if not all of, your classmates?
Yes, I'm the youngest.
Okay. So what are some things that have been difficult because you're the youngest?
Well, adapting to the system. University is quite, is a whole lot. It's different from high school, like secondary school. And another fact is you are living alone. No mom, no dad to help you out and stuff. You have to take decisions on your own. You have to know what you are doing.
You have to grow up.
Yes, you have to grow up by all means. You can't be childish and be in school. So that was there, adapting to the system, the university system, of course. So it was like, I don't know how I was able to adapt. Although my first year, I was able to at least match up to the system, but at times goes on, as experience set in, I was able to
get involved.
And reading aspects too, because when you finish, okay, students, when they enter school, they just think, okay, university is where you can just come in to play, to flex. It's time like you are away from mom, you are away from dad, just do whatever you like. So maybe some of them, after that first year, and they see their result, and they're like, okay,
I don't mess up.
Yes. How will I be able to meet up? So, and I was someone that, even right from home, my mom had been telling me, okay, you must have a good CGPA. So I had idea that, okay, I must be on this particular point to be able to graduate with either a first class or a 2-1.
I don't think you have any problem with those seriousness. Girl, you got into school at 15.
Distraction can actually distract you. You have people that when they entered, they were more serious and everything, but because of the distractions everywhere, so they just dropped.
Slid along the way.
Yeah, a lot of people are dropped.
But now, there are kids who are listening to you at the moment, right? There are young people who are listening to you at the moment, and they are the same age you were when you took JAM, so they're 15 or 16, and they're thinking about it because, like you, they're very intelligent, right? And they are ready academically to take JAM. Would you advise them to do it, knowing everything that you know now, knowing how difficult it was, knowing how much work you had to put in to getting there, and, you know, all of the experience that you've experienced, knowing everything you know now, would you say to your friend who is 15 or your listener, the listener right now who's 15, who's 16, go ahead and take JAM?
Yes, I will.
Wow, that was quick.
I will. In fact, I will.
Okay.
Because I feel everything has to do with this, with determination and discipline.
Okay.
There's something about determination I've got to find out is when you are determined, okay, you've set a goal. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. I are determined to achieve that goal, I bet it with you, you won't have any problem.
I see.
And discipline also is there. You have to discipline yourself.
Okay.
Because a lot will come. I do listen to motivational videos, quotes, motivational speakers a lot, especially on the academic aspect.
Okay.
And they said determination will make you to start, but discipline will keep you going.
Hmm.
You can have determination and at the first lane, but you won't be able to finish because maybe one thing or the other came in and everything. So determination, yes, I want to enter school at this age. I want to write JAM. Mm-hmm. I want to do this at this age. So that is determination.
Okay.
You set your goal that, okay, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, setting your goal, okay, you achieved it. You've entered school already.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've entered school, how will you be able to come out with a good grade?
Mm-hmm.
It's called discipline.
Mm.
So determination will make you to start. It will even make you to start the journey, but discipline will keep you going to the end.
Mm.
So you have I feel you don't have a problem. My junior brother is now an undergraduate at the age of 16.
Oh.
And I do tell him that you will read, like you are going to read.
You go read,
you
die.
You are going to read at university to come out with a good grade.
Now, the Senate is debating whether or not there should be a minimum age limit for JAM. Do you think there should be a minimum age limit for JAM?
They shouldn't. We have students that are very, very intelligent.
Okay.
So why wasting their time at home? Because they should it shouldn't.
Okay.
Shouldn't.
Okay. Patience, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Patience just started as my intern, so she's not one of the ones I was complaining about yesterday. That's Kemi and Chisom. But Lagos, I wanted you to hear from Patience because I wanted to remind you that this thing is not some abstract topic. This thing is about real people. It's affecting real families, real young people. This debate will affect their lives one way or the other. Now, let's talk policy. First of all, should there be an age limit in the first place? And if yes, what should that age limit be? Let's tackle that first question. Right? Lots of people are giving different reasons why there should be an age limit. Those against an age limit will say, oh, it will stop the best and the brightest from entering university early, finishing early, moving on to greater heights. All over the world, you see geniuses finishing school early. One of my favorite shows is The Big Bang Theory. I'm sure you watch it. The Big Bang Theory, there's this guy called Sheldon Cooper. He got into college as a very young kid because he was a genius physicist. Now, that's a comedy, right? But it's based on a phenomenon that happens all the time. My husband's brother finished secondary school at 14. And a year later, he went on to study medicine. He finished very young as well. It happens. So should someone like that have been stopped from going to the university because possibly other 15-year-olds wouldn't have been able to handle it? But on the other hand, those who support the proposals are saying that most teenagers cannot handle university. They say, yes, they may be able to handle the schoolwork, but there's more to university than schoolwork. Like Patience says, there's no more mommy and daddy telling you what to do. That's the independence part. Nobody can flog you for not staying in your hostel and reading your book. Nobody is there to help keep you disciplined if you choose to be a wiri. And then there are now also so many temptations and distractions, right? So the people who say there should be an age limit say that they believe even bright students will get derailed if they are too young to handle all of that. And then there's also the emotional stress. I was talking with patients off air, and she's like, "Ma, ah, this is great, this CGPA that I've even got to, ah, ma, is by the grace of God, do ah, ma, ah, ma, ah, ma." And I was laughing, you know? So the supporters who say there should be an age limit say that younger teens may not be able to handle university emotionally. And then there are the dangers. We've talked here about sex for grades on Hard Facts. Remember, it's a common problem in Nigerian university, if we're being honest. If we're being honest, it's very common. We've talked about confrontanities as well. We've talked about lecturers victimizing students. These are the realities of many Nigerian universities. And so some people believe that universities are no place for teenagers. But isn't that a sad situation? How can it be that our institutions of higher learning could possibly be unsafe? What does that say about the universities and about us as a society? Because the university is supposed to showcase the best of the best. As a parent, you should be able to drop your young teenager in a campus for a week and only be afraid that she'll come back speaking BB grammar. That should be your biggest fear. Should you have to be afraid that she may be robbed or raped by a conferrer or extorted by a lecturer? But that's not a topic. Let's not deviate. Huh? What I want us to talk about this evening is, should JAMB impose an age limit? Why or why not? If you say yes, what should the age limit be? And I want young people to also call me as well. If you're 15 or you're 16 or you are 17, you're 18, you are about to write JAMB, call me. I want to hear your thoughts as well, because like patients, this will be affecting you. It won't affect patients anymore because she's done. She's kissing y'all goodbye. Goodbye. You go be. I'm going to see y'all on the other side when I'm writing my master's at 19 and 20 while y'all are still waiting to be 18 to get into university. But hey, what do you think? Women and girls, call me on 01465-7190. Women and girls, 01465-7190. Men and boys, 0700-993-993-993. Men and boys, all right, let's talk. 16 minutes past 5, 99.3. Hello, how are you? Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah, this is Alex. How are you?
Welcome, Alex. I'm fine.
Yeah, you see, I wish we would have a more, in this country, we would have a more democratic approach towards policies. Especially policies that will affect, you know, the greater portion of our society. You see, this kind of topic, this thing that Congress, this thing that the National Assembly is planning to do. Would it have been bad if they subjected it to a democratic debate, like a symposium for professionals, psychologists, and even people like your lady there, to come and give their opinion on things, you know, on the issues that we're talking about, right? Then we will now document, you see, we need to document the arguments for and the arguments against, so that we'll have informed, you know, policies that are driven by informed opinion,
right?
Not just a group of politicians wearing agbada and all those three-piece suits, native suits, and, you know, running all over the place trying to push one policy or the other. If we continue like this, we will never develop as a society.
So to be clear, where do you stand? Do you think there should be an age limit or not?
That's the point, exactly my point. It's not for me to choose. It's for Nigerians to say. Don't you get it? It's not for one individual or a group of people, you know, locked up in one AC office. It's for Nigerians to say, open it up to a you know, an informed debate. That's how it should be.
Okay, so pretend that this is parliament. This is the people's parliament, and you're a Nigerian. Yes. What do you think?
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, you see, I said something about professionals. I really am not a professional. But if I have a kid, which I do anyway, I don't think I'll be a bit, you know, reserved. I mean, I wouldn't want him to go. I have a boy.
Okay.
I wouldn't want him to go to school that early.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. So you vote, would you vote, okay, there should be an age limit?
Pardon me?
Would you vote that there should be an age limit?
No. I don't want an age limit. Let Nigerians decide.
Okay. So let Nigerians decide. Because that's also an argument I've heard as well. Some people have said, well, let it be up to the parents. Let it be up to the parents and the schools, not as a result of some law. 99.3, hello? Okay. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello?
Hello, Sandra.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Very well. And you?
I'm very well.
Diplomatic and good.
Good. It's a good thing. Oh, no, I didn't mean to end the call. I laughed at press spoil. Diplomatic and good. Oh, God. Vera is on the line. Hi, Vera.
Oh, Sandra, I'm happy to speak with you this afternoon.
I'm happy to have you on the show as well. Welcome.
Yes, yes. I'm an ardent listener.
Oh.
From wherever I am, once it's 3 o'clock, I'm running home.
Oh, no.
To be by my radio. I want to make contribution on what you are saying.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Vera.
I think most of these, our legislators, they don't know what to legislate on.
Okay.
We want food on our table. We want light. We want road. We want hospitals. They don't legislate on those things. Now, if you want to wait the 18th, you can be writing, your age does not give you score. You can be writing for the next 2-3 years, you have not gotten the score that will give you admission in the university.
True.
Yes.
True.
And then, that is already 21. You are not in yet. That is one. We are in a system that will tell you that once you are 20, when they advertise, they will tell you if you are 20, more than 26 years of age, you should not apply.
For the jobs, yeah.
For a job, you understand?
Yeah.
Now, if you are going in at age 21 or 22, that the job will give you the admission, and you are reading like law, you'll be there for 5 years. You go to law school for 1 year. You come and do youth service for another 1 year. At what age are you going to apply for the job? They should be thinking of things that will be beneficial to the ordinary man on the streets. They should help us. We elected them to help us, not making laws that are not useful to us. They should think of more intelligent things to talk about. That is my contribution. Thank you for this opportunity.
Vera, thank you so much for calling us today. And thank you for rushing home every day to go and tune in to Hard Facts. I would recommend, though, because I don't want you to, you know, break your leg when you're running or be stuck in traffic. I would recommend, though, that you can just listen to us on your phone. So if you have a smartphone, that's a phone that can browse and has App Store, just go to the App Store, download Nigeria Info's app. It doesn't chop plenty data, small data like this. You can listen to the show wherever you are. If you're in the saloon, no, just trick your earpiece and listen. Or you can even listen with the whole saloon, so everybody's hearing. If you're in the market, if you're in the theater where you're doing surgery, where you're performing surgery on your patient, if you are in your office, you can listen anywhere. If you have a smartphone and it doesn't block your phone, you know, so if you download Nigeria Info app from the App Store, whether it's iPhone you have or Android you have, or you download the app from the App Store, you can leave it to be playing while you're doing other things. You know, you can be browsing WhatsApp on the phone while the app is playing Nigeria Info, you know. Can be browsing WhatsApp or Facebook or whatever other social media you want. If you get a call, the call will come in. When the call is done, you keep listening to the station. So you don't really need to be by a physical radio. You understand? Hey, that's how people all over the world listen to the show. People in America, Canada, India, even all over Nigeria, Kano, Enugu, Lokoja, they all listen via the app. Okay. Vera, I'm so happy I spoke with you today. Jide is in Aja. Hi, Jide.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good evening. What do you think?
My name is Jide Ose.
Yes, what do you think, Jide? Welcome. Good evening.
I would like to contribute to this topic because I'm the victim of entering the university very early.
Okay, tell me.
My story was far back as 1979.
Okay.
That is when I finished, June 19, 1979, that was when I finished my secondary school education at the age of 15.
Okay. Ooh, now, 15. Wow. Okay.
As at that time, I did not even know what next after secondary school education. My own is just good. I'm very good in mathematics. Today I'm an engineer.
Oh, congratulations.
My own is just to go to school, pass the exam.
Your own is, where are they solving maths? Let me go and solve it there.
I don't know what next.
Where are they solving it? Let me solve it.
So by the time I finished my second, my YX, by June 19, 1979, I thought that, oh, now finally I have my freedom, because it's from primary school to secondary school, and now I've finished secondary school. I never knew that there's a next level. So eventually I went to write a JAMP for Ahmadu Bello University. I don't even know where I wrote it. I know it's in Ilorin, but I never know. They took us there. I wrote my exam and I passed. I was playing. I did not. Then they brought our admission list to the School of Basic Study in the newspaper. Because one of my uncle who saw the name that said, oh, this is an admission for you. By that time, I was already 2 months, 3 months late.
Oh, wow.
But at any rate, my mother packed my bags and they put me in a train to Ahmadu Bello University. When I got there, I started meeting people from other states. That was my first time of even living with people from other states. But, Sandra, to be honest with you, I was crying.
Okay.
And the reason was that I just left home. I never left home until that time.
Oh.
I've not seen my father, I've not seen my mother for a week. And I started crying.
Oh.
Very, very lonely, not matured.
So for those of us that went to boarding school for the first 6 years, being away from home for university was nothing, you understand? Because we don't get hard mind. We don't be at work, you understand?
But not when you enter into interstate, too.
Even interstate. So my secondary
maybe
school...
You went to the federal government colleges?
No. I went to a private... I went to a missionary school, Sha. I went to Holy Uji College in Enugu.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, a missionary school in Enugu.
It was very challenging.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was very challenging. I did not even know all these grades you are coming out with, this type of grades, does not even exist. The only thing is that I know that I can face the challenges of writing an examination and pass.
But challenges of life, that was a different thing entirely.
Yeah, it was a different thing.
It's 5:35. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Should there be an age limit for JAMB? If you were listening when we started, you already know what we're talking about. But if you have just tuned in, some senators are saying that there should be an age limit for JAMB. Senator Akon, is that Akon? I don't know how to pronounce that name. Maybe someone calling and teach me how to pronounce that name. Eya Kenyi, he's the vice chairman of the Senate Committee on Basic Education, and they have oversight over JAMB. And he says that they want the age limit to be 16 because younger teens may lack the maturity and cognitive ability to handle university education. Now, some members of the committee insist that the minimum age should be 18. They are saying that they don't think any minor should be allowed to start university because they should be at home with their parents and their minds are not ready for life at a higher institution. Now, before the break, I had my 18-year-old intern who is in her final year in university. She told us what she's studying. She told us what age she wrote JAMB. She wrote JAMB at 15. She told us how life has been in the university. She told us how some particular things were more difficult for her because she's the youngest in her set. And she says, though, that even with all she knows, with everything that has happened to her, she still doesn't think that there should be an age limit for JAMB. She would advise anyone who is 15, 16, or who's young enough and thinks they can do JAMB to go ahead and take JAMB. And then Vera called in and she made a very important point about ageism. Ageism is when we disqualify certain age groups from doing particular things, usually older people. So the older a person is, the more they are not qualified for certain jobs, certain gigs, etc., certain scholarships, all kinds of things, right? Because we leave these scholarships for younger and younger people. So Vera argued and said, well, if you then insist that you have to take JAMB at 18, some people know be that first 18-year-old JAMB wouldn't take 90 go pass. Some people need to write on 7 times before they pass. You understand what I mean? So if they're writing JAMB 7 times, does that mean that they'll have to wait until their 7th JAMB before they get into the university? And by then, they're too old for a lot of jobs, which is probably why we have a lot of people who lie about their age, who are football ages, right? So it's led us down a path where I'm asking you, if JAMB should impose an age limit, why should they do it? Why should they not do it? There are lots of people with lots of different reasons. But my first question is, should there be an age limit in the first place? If there should be an age limit, what should that age limit be? I was talking with Jide before the break. Jide was telling me his own personal story. He told me how, well, he was ready for the academics part. He loved math. He's an engineer today. Anyway, when they solve math, you could see Jide for that, they solve in math. But the rest of it, he wasn't quite ready for. And that's because university was the first time that he'd left home. And so it was difficult for him. We couldn't keep talking because I had to pay my bills. But I do hope that he can call back and finish that story. So if you have thoughts on this subject, call me. If you're a woman or a girl, I want to hear from girls as well. You're a woman or a girl, please call on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You're a man or a boy, I want to hear from boys as well. You're a man or a boy, call us on 0700-993-993-993. If you cannot get through this, Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live. There's also WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Hi, Barbara. How are you? Good evening.
I'm fine, yes. My name is Esther.
Welcome, Esther.
Okay, so my opinion is I don't think there should be age limit.
Okay.
My reasons are so many things make this age go faster than you actually want it to go. For instance, I did a 4-year course,
okay,
but I had a 4-year strike. So my registration number, I know like you have your reg number when you're in uni,
yes.
Says 2001. However, graduation was supposed to be, if you go by that year, I was supposed to be graduating in 2005, but I graduated 2006 because it was a 4-year strike. Now, by the time you put an age limit, you finish school, most of these jobs, entry level, there's a certain age. So you start hearing things like, you cannot apply if you're older than this. So it now takes you some number of years to now get the job entry, because everybody, I mean, you start at some stage. So if you can't get an entry level job, that's when it gets difficult to even find any job at all, because you're not experienced. Now, the truth is, when you go into school, there are some things that would be a bit difficult. I actually believe that it's not because of age. It has to do with the person's individual.
Okay.
Going to uni was my first time of leaving home.
Okay.
I'm the youngest in my house, so it was like first time of leaving mom and dad.
Aww.
And I was going to a whole new different state.
Aww.
Out of where I'm used to.
Aww.
The truth is, it was a bit of
a shocker. Anxiety, panic attack.
Yes, yes. And it made me stronger.
Yeah.
I just discovered that I could do this thing by myself.
Yeah.
The people that their parents brought to school had a bit of, okay, my dad is around, but I didn't have that. But it just made me stronger.
Okay.
And the uni, like my professor would say, is a microcosm of the world.
Yeah.
It's a place where you decide when to wake up and go to school. If you don't want to wake up, you continue sleeping.
Yeah, you, Sabi.
You know, you take your destiny in your own hands. So
that's,
I think,
right.
There shouldn't be age limit. It just makes you stronger.
Okay.
If you're young enough and you pass your JAMB, I think you should go for it.
Okay.
It's education. It's not like it's a job.
Esther, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You know, that's why they always say, oh, the school should pass through you the way you pass through the school, you know, because all of those experiences are what turn you into who you are. Now, I keep saying that for those of us who went to boarding school and went to boarding school away from home, you start very early to be independent because there's no mommy or daddy there anymore. There are still teachers, so there are still some sort of rules, but you can also, it's from there that you're already taking your destiny into your own hands. Then university just takes away all of the, it's like when you're learning to ride a bicycle and you're using trainer wheels, university is riding a bicycle without the training wheels, right? Let's talk to Godwin in Lakwe. Godwin, how are you?
It's Sandra, our able president.
Good to have you on the show, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well done once again for your good job.
Thank you.
Yes. Our lawmaker, if they so have good interest for the youth and education in general, the university has been on, because of ASU, because of one thing or the other emanating from failure on government side, they refuse to see those ones and bring a policy that will make education the rightful means for every child to grow. Why is it the age that should be an issue to them today? Most of them, they send their children out of the country younger than the age they are talking of. But they want to make things too difficult for the ordinary ones. Today, the youth today, they are more smarter, very clever, and little thing, they have computer around them, unlike our own days. Then why should somebody who has failed on his own duty or her own duty come and bring an obstacle that will affect the future of this promising, dedicated, intelligent youth that they have a better thing tomorrow for themselves? And on my own side, anybody that wants to stand as a blocking an obstacle to the youth on the ground of age, that person is an enemy of the future of this country. That is my own stand. Thank
all
you.
All right, Sandra, Godwin, thank you very much. Good evening, and thanks for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, Sandra, how are you?
I'm fine. Turn your radio off. Good evening.
Yeah. Mm. My dear sister, these people who say they are representing us, I'll begin to think whether they are human or something else.
But they have an argument, don't they?
What argument is that?
I mean,
there was a question you raised. You said, what of those gifted children? Sandra, these people, I don't think, it's unfortunate. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Gifted children are all over the place.
Okay.
They're all over the place, all over the world.
Okay.
Let me give you an instance. 1979 or 80, I was in Canada. I went to Canada Airport.
Okay.
The weather was very heavy. It was during the Harmattan. All flights were diverted and all that. A 19-year-old German guest with snow white hair landed with her Lufthansa airplane. Only her landed in that kind of 19 years old. So if she never went into that district and, you know, graduated as a pilot, you're at that age. So maybe you would not say, wait till when you are 18 years, you go and apply for the pilot something. It's nonsense now. It's nonsense. We have those children here now. What of this? Find out the person that is talking, that maybe is from the up north.
No, please. He's a southerner. No, he's a southerner. He's a southerner.
That one. Yeah. That one now. Find out where. Maybe it's from interior part of Osaka
wow. See all the things that come out of your mouth. See prejudice. Just you open your mouth. Wow, prejudice. But now, wow, calm down. Huh? Again, 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good evening.
What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Good to have you on the show.
Okay, so if I'm to go by exactly what the senator is saying about somebody going to the university emotionally prepared, right?
Yes, they lack maturity and cognitive ability to handle university.
So based on that, your sentence, yes.
Okay, there should be an age limit, huh?
Entering the university is not about passing math and English.
Okay.
Not at all. Like, as in not at all. Because many people you see today who are the best bankers, best everything in the world, their personal life is zero. And that has to do with that aspect that is not mature. Do you get?
Okay.
Like, a pilot once said that he's the best in his department as a pilot. He has taught many people how to fly. But he has lost several of his marriages because he simply doesn't know how to run a family.
Okay.
So, we're using education to judge this thing. It's not. Mm. But that's one side. You see, why this cannot work in Nigeria is because we don't have a structure.
Okay.
When you now say somebody should you have an age limit for entering university, when the person comes out, what next? Because yes, when somebody cannot get a job, if it's not 22, if it's not 21, so what next? So you cannot, it's not just a yes or no one way. Like, you can't do that because there's no structure here. You see, that guy talking about somebody who landed a 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. He didn't go to university. He's technical school. From the time they are young, they're already in technical. So at 19, that person is already mature. See, when people went to university and they have, like, some people where is microbiology, they've not seen one organism before.
But
in Nigeria.
But technical schools are an equivalent of university. University, you're learning theory.
Not Nigerian equivalent, okay. Sandra.
Fine. But I want to stay. I want to stay on that point you're making about maturity. How does a person mature by being in their parents' house?
You see, that's why I said it's not a one way something. Hmm. Because somebody can be in their house till 20 and still not be mature.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get?
Okay.
So it has to do with parental background and all of that. So many children, like the kind of exposure that children are having these days, it's not the same we had in our days.
Do you think the way that Nigerian parents parented us allowed us to mature while living in their houses?
Well, in a way, yes, because when we were growing up, we are allowed from a young age to start getting involved in everything happening in the home. If your parents were poor, you were involved in the money aspect of the family.
Okay.
You know when there is money and when there is no money.
Okay.
But now, children don't know anything about their parents' finances.
Hmm. Okay.
You get?
Okay.
So, like, growing up, when there is no food, we all know. When there is food, we know. We are the ones who go to markets. We even practically have a table where we sell what we sell after coming back from school to also contribute to the home. So that already has made us mature. But today it's not like that.
So if you know, you're already going to the market and you know, I mean, if you're going to market, that means you know how to bargain, right? That means you know how to negotiate, right? So if you are hawking things, it means you know how to keep yourself safe. You know how to do all kinds of things to be sure that you don't get into trouble. All of these things are life skills that you're picking up, and they're life skills that you could pick up anyway in the four walls of a university. No,
I don't agree. Okay. There is nobody. That most people in the university are also people who are like you, who didn't have any training.
But there are older people in the university.
Somebody who is like, okay, let me give you an instance. I remember when I was in school, in boarding school, a child came into school at just one. She was just 8 years old.
Aww.
So what would that, by the time that child is 10 years old in that school or 12 years old, what would she know?
No, but she's also learning from the older students. That's what I mean. So there are people in JS 2, there are people in JS 3, there are people in SS 1, SS 3. That's why, like, back in the day, there used to be...
She's not going to be meeting everybody, you know. Sometimes, yes, but sometimes, no.
Hmm.
So it doesn't work for everybody.
Anonymous, thank you very much for calling. I need to take a few more thoughts. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. You're my last call on the show today.
Oh, that's great. I've been trying for a long time. You know what? These senators, they are so funny.
Okay.
So they can open their mouth and say that, oh, somebody is too young to get into the university, no matter how brilliant that person is. But they cannot say that somebody is too young to get married, right? So it's okay for girls to get married at the age of 15. But it's not okay for them to get into the university. They are not emotionally mature for university. But are they emotionally mature for marriage? You see, Sandra, we are a bunch of hypocrites in this country. We are a bunch of jokers in this country. It's so sorry. Oh, I feel bad. It's horrible for Nigeria. Look at what they are talking about, 18. What nonsense. Sandra, have a good day.
What a way to end the show. Oh, okay. Let me go to go to WhatsApp. No, actually, let me go to Facebook. John Enohoru Odutemu says, please, people should know that maturity is not a function of poverty, suffering, or penury. Poverty mentality is a problem in Nigeria, just like military mindset. John, thank you for your message. Joseph John says, I don't believe there should be age limit for that. Kids are getting smarter by the day. What matters is the mental and psychological readiness. Paul Olawale says, I think the problem shouldn't be the age, but physical and mental maturity. Oh, that message don't work out, come out. Eshaya Emmanuel says, there should be age limit, at least from 15 years on, should be allowed. The earlier a child goes to school, the individual parents should be able to take care of their children when they are of full strength. 15 years is okay for a child to enter higher institution. But you see, there are gifted kids, and there are gifted kids who can get into higher institutions at 12 or 13. What happens to those ones? We lock them out, don't we, when we have rules like this? But this is a conversation we'll need to have in the future. My time is done. Thank you for being a part of the show. I'm back tomorrow with Global Stories, and you can find me on social media as Sandra Ezekwesili. Google Sandra Ezekwesili. All my profiles are available. Those are Hard Facts, Lagos. Good night.